CW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah taking effect overnight and as of now is holding. Here's ABC's Martha Raddatz.
Under the agreement, Hezbollah and Israel will observe a 60-day truce. During that period, Hezbollah fighters will move north away from Israel's border and Israeli troops will gradually withdraw from Lebanon. In the last few months, the exchange of fire has left more than 3,000 dead in Lebanon and at least 70 Israelis killed.
President-elect Trump's border czar, Tom Holman, visiting the Texas border with Mexico yesterday as reports surface that the incoming administration is looking for ways to strip federal resources from cities who refuse to take part in mass deportations. The Northeast is preparing for a wet, rainy Thanksgiving Day. Security stepped up for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. One of the busiest travel days of the year is happening right now. Sunday also expected to be very crowded. This is ABC News. Police in New York City say they have stopped one of the largest theft rings they've ever seen. Five people were arrested, accused of stealing nearly $2 million worth of merchandise from places like Macy's, Ulta Beauty, and Sephora. Up for auction today, some of the biggest names in bourbon.
Looking for hard-to-find bottles of bourbon to toast the holidays or add to a collection? Starting Wednesday, Kentucky opens its first online auction of confiscated alcohol. A new state law allows alcohol from closed criminal investigations to be auctioned off. Bourbons up for sale include two bottles of old Rip Van Winkle, a Blanton single barrel gold in a box with Japanese markings, and a bottle of Four Roses small batch barrel strength 2011. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Australia is a step closer to becoming the first country in the world to ban kids under 16 from social media. The Australian House overwhelmingly passing the bill today. Now it heads over to the Senate, where it is expected to pass. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Bucks get the win without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game, the Bucks learned that Giannis Antetokounmpo could not go due to swelling in his left knee. The Bucks still managed to win 106-103 over the Miami Heat. Center Brooke Lopez and how Damian Lillard led the Bucks with 37 points and 12 assists.
Yeah, he was clearly locked in, you know, and it definitely gave everyone something to follow. He was such a great leader out there, and you know, we all played off him.
NFL, the Packers may be shorthanded at linebacker. When they play the Dolphins tomorrow night at Lambeau Field, Isaiah McDuffie and rookie Edgerrin Cooper unable to practice. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley asked, how did linebacker Quay Walker perform Sunday night against the 49ers?
I thought Quay played his best game. I was really proud of him, and it was really cool to see. I think if you ask Quay the week before, I think he would tell you he didn't play his best game. The way he responded and the way he practiced, it was like he was on a mission last week.
That's Packers coach Jeff Hafley with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Roland tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Roland attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Roland recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Roland recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have some pretty good travel weather for the holiday weekend, but take a warm jacket because it is going to be cold today. Partly cloudy, 35 this afternoon. Tonight down to 23. Thanksgiving Day, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 32. By Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're talking lows in the teens with highs in the 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Jimmy Koska, guest host the Maggie Dawn Show. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the mayor of today, the Nixter filling in here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, and the Civic Media app. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine in the house. Nikki saw something on my phone. I was like, what are you doing?
I saw some flesh.
Yeah, no, it's not flesh. But anyway, we're talking about the actresses in different roles type thing. And my buddy sent me this one, the lady who played the mom in A Christmas Story also did a nude scene in Slapshot. And it's not nude. I'm not showing nude. But I'm just, Mark, you can shoot. Nothing naked. Nothing naked. Nothing wrong. Nothing to see here. But just our headshots of them. But isn't that weird how, you know? Okay.
What movie was out first?
Slapshot.
Really?
So she had done that. She played Paul Newman's ex-wife.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah. So she
they brought
did that.
Their freaking toys. That's the only line I know and remember.
You know, I used to know those guys.
Really?
I used to live in their hometown.
They came to Green Bay?
Yeah. They lived in they're from Virginia, yeah. Minnesota, which is where I went to junior college. And then they actually moved up to Marquette, and they played for the Marquette Iron Rangers. And then one of them, Jeff or Jack, played for the Phoenix Roadrunners when I was in Phoenix. We used to get together.
Of course.
And they're the most down-to-earth guys.
Most down-to-earth,
they
good
came
guys.
In, when I was an athletic trainer with the Green Bay Gamblers, we brought them in for one weekend. They're some of the most down-to-earth guys.
Absolutely. I mean, their dad worked in the mine or whatever in the Virginia. And yeah.
Did they bring their own toys?
I don't know. They
did. I'm just
Mark asking. Houston, how you doing, buddy? Hey, it was a great football season, wasn't it?
It was. I just
great
talked,
high school football
I said,
season.
I don't think we're going to have a football season like this ever again.
Never.
I said, we will have at least one rain game. It's
like
just
one miserable game.
Yeah, and I think that was a little bit of a factor last Friday.
No
Thursday
question.
And Friday.
I'd love to see Wrightstown play that game over again in dry conditions.
Correct. Also, it was like, oh, geez, we got to battle with rain and moisture
that
and
wind.
Wetness. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you like in sports?
Yeah.
What were you in?
Volleyball and basketball.
Oh, no outdoor sports.
Softball.
Oh, you were? Mm-hmm. Okay.
She was all state in all three, John.
Were you
no,
really?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
The polar bears.
Yeah. Rawr.
Hartenfield polar bears.
Eat them up. Eat them up.
Oh, wow. I like that. That's actually really good.
Well, and up, you know why, up. You know how we got the name polar bears.
Do not.
Well, they're indigenous, obviously. No.
I don't know what that means. I mean, I know what indigenous means, but what is.
Well, yeah, you don't eat. All the polar bears you run into.
Oh, around here. Gotcha.
No, but when,
hey, you
want to
know
what?
You want to know what's a little bit of controversy in the UP right now?
What's that?
Okay, so Marquette forever had been the Marquette Redmen.
Okay.
So they finally got it through whatever. Now they're the Marquette Sentinels or something like that.
Okay.
See, another one I was just reading online they're going after. And then I started thinking about it. It's like, yeah, I guess they got a point. The Escanaba Eskimos.
Now the Eskimos are upset. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if they are, but it's just the topic's been brought to the table. I saw where
what
it's
about
like,
the butternut midgets?
They got rid of it.
Really?
That was Hurley.
No way.
They had to get rid of it.
Yeah. Now what are they?
I don't even know. I have no idea. But yeah, they had to get rid of that.
No way.
Yeah.
The Lollipop Guild, I think, is what they're called.
Oh, really, Todd? Wow. Come on.
From Wizard of Oz.
Hey, I would though like... Hey, you know what? I would have partied with those guys.
No.
Oh, when you read about
it? Well, yes, because they were inappropriate.
For those days, though. I mean, you could do that.
Well, like, well, I mean, not lifting you do it, but I mean, it's like Garland's skirt and all sorts of shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Kick
grandma.
Remember?
There's a story that they had people hired to lift them up on the toilets and stuff in the bathrooms because they were so, you know.
Yeah. Not a job I'd want. Hey, how's life in the showbiz?
Okay. I'm just thinking this through. All right. Do you just hold them there?
No, you let them sit down and then you walk out.
Really? Huh. We could use that here.
Obviously.
How about use it for Schwabba?
Schwabba. He needs a guy.
Hurley. Now the North Stars.
The North Stars. Okay. Thank you. So I can kind of see it where some people might say, okay, well, Eskimos is then you're using that as a, you know.
So we are erring on the side of everybody assuming that we are, exploiting or making fun of instead of paying homage to the way Florida State recognizing.
Does. Like the Florida State, the Seminole Nation has said, you do not get rid of this.
Because
they really honor them, and they're really proud of their heritage.
I believe at Florida State also, there's classes I believe you take. I think I asked.
To learn about the history.
I went to school with a gal, and her daughter went to school at Florida State. And I think there's education to understand about the Seminoles, and which I think is awesome.
Absolutely.
I think it's. I think if you can turn this into an education, an opportunity to learn more about how they, I mean, I was just reading about the Hurley midgets, and they were saying how this came about. I was just like, So you wonder there is probably, you know, what's the truth and what's false. But if you can educate someone on the history of how we got here.
Totally agree.
It's awesome.
That's what we need.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, it's getting to that point where you have to be so careful.
Right.
Like if you come up with a nickname for something, you got to be just super, super careful.
100%.
But I still say the UP has some of the greatest nicknames of any region in the United States.
Like? Such as?
Waters Meet Nimrods. Kingsford Flivers.
Fliver?
What's Flivers.
Do you know what a Fliver is?
No. Mm-mm.
Tell her.
Go ahead.
It's a Model A car.
Yeah.
Because that's where they used to be built. Henry Ford used to build them there in Kingsford.
In Kingsford.
Okay. And then they would use the scrap to make charcoal, and that's where he got Kingsford charcoal from.
Well, I did not know that second part of it.
There you go.
I knew about the car, but I was just going to say, is there more to it?
Yeah.
Kingsford is in the UP.
Yep. Yes. Okay. Right across the border.
Got it.
Iron Mountain. If you know where Iron Mountain is,
I
was just going to say, it's right there. But Iron Mountain, Kingsford.
You would not know which.
No, you cross
Green Bay.
You cross the street and you're in the other town.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Flivers.
But I did not know.
There it is. There's a Fliver.
Yep.
It's an old car. Yeah.
And that is their mascot.
Oh, really?
Or, I mean, that's the logo.
Right.
It's just a.
And that's their colors, too, the blue and gold. Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, now when you fold it into the story, right?
Right. With
you
the history.
You weave it into. Yep.
Absolutely. And there's a reason for it type thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. There's a lot of history, I think. Actually, when you go to the UP on mascots and how they were named.
Absolutely.
But
the polar bears became the polar bears.
Okay.
Because when the school was originally built, the gymnasium lacked heat. And so every class, when you went in for physical education and you were freezing, because of course you've got this big giant space that is not heated, you guys are tough as polar bears.
Very nice.
Yes.
See, so I that love is history the, on things
true
like that.
Story of
love it. Love it.
The polar bears.
Love it. You got Colby, like we had the lady in yesterday from the Press Times, went to Colby High School, the Cheesemakers.
Okay.
Very apropos.
Right.
The Negaunee Miners.
I love it.
Love it. We used to have a miner come running out, you know, the whole regalia type thing.
Uh-huh. Miner.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's really cool that, you know,
the paper makers. We've got it all.
Where'd you go to high school, Mark? Illinois, right?
No, Janesville Craig.
Oh, Janesville Craig.
Cougars.
The Cougars. Rawr.
A lot of older moms. A lot of older moms in Janesville.
We just dominated the Janesville Parker Vikings.
Who was the really good basketball team back in the day? Where Ben Berlowski played. Yep. And
that was my high school. I mean, that was my class.
There was another kid that went to Marquette, I believe.
Yep, so that was Rob Lagerman.
Okay, yes.
Yep. And then Jim and Dave Jackson.
We played, well, I say we.
We're twins. Yeah. So
UWGB. Yeah.
So you guys played.
The end of the season.
Virginia Tech in the NCAA tournament.
They were tough.
Yep.
They were two really great players.
Yep. Jim and Dave Jackson were twins. And
Where she had Berlowski go Division I, had a phenomenal career. Lagerman, Division I, great career at Marquette.
Yep.
Those two, great career at Virginia. All in your class?
Let's see. So Rob was 2 years older than me. And Jim and Dave were a year older than me. Ben was my age.
Wow. I remember watching them at State in Madison, the old field house.
Yeah, you can't beat those days.
I still miss that field house. I mean, I know these new places are state-of-the-art.
State-of-the-art,
Man, there's something to be said about those places.
Nostalgic.
We were watching Saturday night, deer camp. We were watching, you think football? No, we had the volleyball, Wisconsin versus Nebraska on. And I said, I miss the old field house. And I don't think you realized how great of games and the scenes from the
absolutely.
Old fieldhouse.
You know what was weird about it? Like, because I used to, you know, obviously videotape most of the games through a TV station when I was there to go. And in retrospect, the color, it was softer lights and that red with the trim on the floor. And it was like a painting when you're up in the top level versus now where everything is just so stark and bright and whatever. Yes. Just had a cool feel to it, the field house. Same thing with the Brown County Arena. I'm sorry, I've never seen anybody screw up something worse than what the WIAA did in taking the sectionals out of the Brown County Arena. That was one of the biggest events of the entire year in Green Bay, was going to those sectional games. You'd have to wait in line for hours to get in. It was so jam-packed, it was incredible. And to this day, I guarantee some guys would say, one of the highlights of my life was playing at the sectionals at the Brown County Arena in front of 6,000 people.
I still remember watching Brian Butch play
Appleton
play there.
West.
Yep, Appleton West, and it was a stall fest.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. I remember, I think the halftime score was like 9-6.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah.
Who'd they play?
I do not know, but John talked about it standing in line. I remember in March, and you're standing outside, and you're waiting to get into the next session, and those were some amazing days.
Might have been Fond du Lac, because it seems like Fond du Lac was in that section, whoever it was. But it was, I mean, the atmosphere. You never were part of that, huh?
Unbeatable.
It was the greatest. Mm-hmm. And then of course, they came out with a thing where high school kids aren't allowed to go shirtless and paint their chests anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Half the student section was painted back in those days, and it brought a great atmosphere to the whole thing.
Of course. The camaraderie of it all.
I love it when adults sit in a room and try to tell high school spirit students how to have a great experience at sporting events. Really? Leave them alone, for God's sakes. Remember the same thing, too? They used to do all those little things like start the bus.
Go and
do
all start those... the bus.
Yes.
Go start the bus.
And the kids would all do that thing where they're driving the bus and, oh, no, we have to get rid of that.
Uncle Johnny's going to show up to school board meetings.
John's going in the student section the next basketball game that he's at.
Absolutely painting my whole body. Everything.
Woof.
I just got a woof. Seriously? A woof?
Buzz.
John,
your girlfriend.
John, you didn't get a ding. Okay.
No, you sure did not.
Buzz, your girlfriend.
Woof.
All right. We got to send her a quick break. Did you ever see a picture of Burke when he was younger? He looks exactly like him from Home Alone. I mean, exactly. We got to send her a quick break. Back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Perhaps I've grown a little cynical, but I know no matter what the waitress brings, I should drink in and always be
home. Hey, welcome back. Yeah, Mind of the Mayor show with the Knickster filling in here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, and of course the Civic Media app. By the way, I was doing my,
Nope, those are the bad ones. There you go.
I was still doing my turkey thing that I put together last night.
Wait a minute.
What?
You? Yeah.
I just sat.
You
I dig up
show,
stuff.
Yeah. Show prep? John Mino.
Todd show prepped.
Who was the first president to honor Thanksgiving, to have a Thanksgiving?
Roosevelt.
No. Mark?
Lincoln.
Yes. Very nice, Mark. What?
Mark, I show prep. Clearly see the answers as well.
Oh, you're gonna go there. What staple at your Thanksgiving dinner was once considered a superfood by like the top food people in the world? Yes.
And that's exactly how the question's written. Uh-huh. Like the top
really smart food people.
Mensa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Green beans.
No. Mark, tell her.
Sweet potatoes.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say sweet potatoes.
Cranberries.
Wisconsin made.
I know.
Look at him. He's be.
True or false? Do turkeys have heart attacks?
Eck. True.
Mark?
False.
It's true. Wow.
Those poor turkeys.
How do you know that?
Turkey coronaries.
Turkeys. They do autopsies. Turkeys.
Can Butterball or at...
True or false? Turkeys can run as fast as Olympic gold medal winner Usain Bolt.
False.
True.
Wow.
25 miles an hour, a turkey can run as fast as an Olympic gold medal sprinter. Yeah. What do you think about that? Huh?
I am. After a discussion last week, I think tomorrow I am going to take pictures of Nick, I don't think you were here when we talked about this, of the Italian Thanksgiving that I'm going to be going to.
No. But I was listening. And so, yeah, dessert, yes. Not until like 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We may not see dessert because we're going to try to get back for the Packer game. So it's, I know at 12:15, we're allowed to show up, and dessert probably won't kick in until 7. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Will they give you a nice to-go box or anything for the dessert?
You know, I'm like, the to-go box from my uncle will be he's now figured out. Go get the styrofoam containers, and he'll load you up with anything and everything.
I don't know what it is. I love, whenever I speak someplace and they say, what's your fee? I said, well, it's non-negotiable. And here's what it is. I said, if you have, is this like a, you have potluck? Everybody's bringing some? I go, yep. I said, I want to-go plates or cartons of everything and one dessert. And they never make it all the way home. They have never made it up. There's something about to-go stuff. I just tear into it as I'm driving, and I enjoy that like you can't believe.
I believe it.
I love to-go stuff.
My the worst thing for us is when mom makes Chex Mix.
Oh, I love that.
So we were just home cleaning up the yard, and she gave me a small to-go.
Yeah.
That was in the truck.
Yeah.
And then there's the big bag that's supposed to go.
How far did she go?
We didn't make it to no. Johnson Creek. It was gone. In fact, that's why the second bag got put in the back end of the truck.
Yes.
So we couldn't reach for it.
Yes. Yes. Okay. What actor said this? Well, no, I shouldn't even say actor. What famous, very famous person said this? Okay. And I'm going to give you a huge hint by using this person's voice.
Oh.
You ready? I love Thanksgiving turkey. It's the only time in Los Angeles you see natural breasts.
Okay. That's a really, really bad impression. How about if it was, I love the turkeys.
Oh, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We went from, I'm thinking that's Cheech and Chong, to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Wow.
That was the worst. I'm going to put myself down for a little dig on Mino this morning.
Well, is he in the hole now? Wow. 3-0, 4-0? Or
well, have you ever been known for a good Schwarzenegger impersonation?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Ever?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
To people with ears?
Arnold Schwarzenegger actually even heard me do it one time and said, that's very good.
No.
I'm not joking about this. I'm not joking.
Then he walked out.
I was at a thing. He was in Milwaukee.
I'll be back.
For a thing. And I was talking to him. I had to host it. And we were at a banquet.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. And he goes, that is very good. It's like listening to myself.
No. You're German. You're
What do you think he is?
Austrian, right?
Yeah.
Well,
but same it talks thing. Like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need
yeah.
that affect. You need zero inflection.
Just, I'm gonna.
I don't roll my R's.
Okay, hey, hang on. Talk amongst yourselves real quick. I gotta get a hold of somebody who can verify it.
Oh God.
Yeah. Hang on.
Oh, you're gonna call caller?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Schwarzenegger on.
Maybe I do.
Text line.
He's gonna call Arnold.
Yep.
Arnold. I sound like your.
You got his number, Ty? You got Arnold?
Yeah, it's going through. Okay.
So you got text.
This is Arnold. Is this John Mino?
Go for Arnold.
Mino, do not call me this early.
Please do not ever do that impersonation.
Are you trying to tell them that you're good at doing my impersonation?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's not the truth.
Right. Johnny.
Wow. All right. It's the one I can't do.
All right.
Oh,
you tried. Just one. You tried.
Sorry you had to be a part of this, Mark.
Hey.
Is that amazing that turkeys can run as fast as Usain Bolt?
I just don't think.
You know what I would still bet on,
who's,
Mark?
Who's putting a,
you know what I would bet on?
A speed gun on these turkeys?
Think,
radar.
Hey,
radar.
I'm going to tell you something. Your husband's afraid of sharks, right?
Yep.
Okay. Did you know cows kill more people than sharks every year do? I still think I could outrun a cow.
They say you can't because they
can run up to
20. Wasn't it 25 miles an hour or something like that?
Isn't that the same speed that he's saying that a turkey and Mr. Bolt can run?
I don't think cows are that fast. I think that's overrated. I think I could outrun a cow. I will challenge that this summer.
It's been nice knowing you.
This could be a
well,
great.
Well, he's got to stay in his own lane.
Yep. on average, 17 miles an hour. Maximum speed, about 25 miles an hour.
For a cow.
Cow.
Yep.
Called Lightning.
I'll get a pregnant cow.
This is going to be great on a you know, maybe out on a farm.
Day. Yes.
You know, we can
June check dairy out days.
Breakfast on the farm.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Come out, have breakfast, see Mino beat a cow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That sounded terrible.
All right. Tom Recko, Bay Area Realty, will be in the house. Back after this.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day, and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that.
just a shame, and that's all.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Well, with overall milk supplies remaining tight and more processing coming online next year, dairies are looking at their patrons a little differently. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Mike North with EverAg in Platteville says that currently there's some conversations that dairies are having with their patrons about not worrying so much about quotas.
In some co-ops, they're actually voting to remove the quota altogether. Just to eliminate that language from the playbook. Because at this stage in the game, I think everybody realizes that tool was good for the moment, but nobody wants to talk about it again. Because it did hold back several people from taking that next step forward a couple of years ago when they wanted to. Because if we go back a couple of years, remember $23, $24 milk in 2022 that helped, you know, send the signal. And if we would have already been expanding, we wouldn't be in the place that we're at right now.
Mike North, broker with EverAg out of Platteville. He says, while these conversations are ongoing, first quarter of 2025 still looks precarious for all dairy processors. Markets finished a little mixed yesterday in Chicago. Numbers are next.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above-ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
All right, so we've got a couple news items that could impact our markets today. Israel approving the ceasefire with Hezbollah and President-elect Trump talking about tariffs in play for Mexico and Canada, including potash coming out of Canada. December corn dropped 4¾ cents to 420. January beans were down 2¼, 983.5. December wheat was up 3¾ cents, 539.5. Barrel and block cheese were unchanged on Tuesday, while the AA butter dropped 2¾ cents to 248.5. December class 3 milk was up 40, 1881 a hundredweight. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some pretty good travel weather for the holiday weekend, but take a warm jacket because it is going to be cold today. Partly cloudy, 35 this afternoon. Tonight down to 23. Thanksgiving Day, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 32. By Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're talking lows in the teens with highs in the 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
Oh, hello, Michael. Santa here. I need special gift ideas for my list this year. Any suggestions?
Hey, Santa. How about a Simple Life Hospitality gift certificate? It's the perfect present. Flexible, thoughtful, and truly unique.
No, there's something different.
Our gift certificates are perfect for birthdays, holidays, or just because, with multiple amounts to fit any budget. Share the joy of this season. Give a Simple Life Hospitality gift certificate. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Ho, ho! Thank you, Michael.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I have an all-star lineup of John Legend, Jenny Slate, Adam Brody, and the one and only John Grise, also known as Uncle Rico. And I'm joined by musical guest Eric Ratzak from Ask Your Mother and Eric Jellin from Mascot Theory.
Weeknights from 6 till 8. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media. Special thanks to Mark Hewson coming in all the time and talking about such great stuff that he's involved with. And I should have got into, like, sports medicine, something along those lines.
Tape and ankles.
Yeah.
Call you so, Band-Aids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd do that. Mm-hmm. I could do that. We're at Tom Rickle. Is it Rickle or Rico?
Rickle.
It's both ways. I've seen it both ways with people, right?
Rickle like a pickle.
Okay. I like that. You're in with the Moving with the Malcor segment, Ben and Deanna. And I like it that they bring in other people that are interesting in what's going on in the building trades around here. You are the developer of a fantastic new entity just outside of Northbrook Country Club, which is one of the coolest things in Northeast Wisconsin. If people don't really, you know, so many times when people would be coming to town, they're like, hey, where's a good place to go golf? I said, tell you one, out of town, 20 minutes, nice. Northbrook.
That's awesome.
It's always been a great place.
Yeah, people always think Luxembourg is so far away from Green Bay, and you know, it's 15 minutes to get to Green Bay, and really one of the premier golf courses out there, and people now have the opportunity to live right across the street at Condos at the Brook, and you know, take their little golf cart across the road and go and hit the first tee and enjoy a day.
Anytime they want,
absolutely.
Now, do you, when you develop something like this, because that's been basically farmland?
That was farmland, yes.
But it's a great area. It's almost like you got a blank palette to do what you want out there.
Indeed. Yeah, it truly was a blank palette. You know, just a little history on it. My father bought the land out there many, many years ago and kind of sat on it, hoping to build maybe a funeral home. He was he was the mortician out at McMahon's. And after he retired, he decided he didn't want to do that really. And so the thoughts started circling around about what we should do. And he kind of came up with this idea of developing a condo, you know, development out there. And the rest is kind of history.
But in some ways, maybe this wouldn't have worked 30 years ago or anything because, you know, if you worked in Green Bay in those days, it's like, well, you have to live in Green Bay. Right. My goodness. But these outlying, cool little, and I hate to say, you know, formerly sleepy towns.
Yeah.
But I mean, even like the Wrightstowns and the Denmarks and the Freedoms and the Luxembourgs, those are the places now where people in Green Bay say, I'm okay getting out of town a little bit and 20-minute drive, big deal.
Yeah, Luxembourg has everything you need. You know, there's grocery stores and hardware stores and a Quick Trip and, you know, a Subway and a McDonald's.
If there's one, there's at
least two. I'll tell you what, they've got a bowling alley with fantastic cheeseburgers. We did that Luxembourg Casco versus Wrightstown game this year, and they brought us those big cheeseburgers from that bowling alley.
Yeah, Hank's.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Luxembourg has great food. Northbrook hired a new chef recently and has, you know, great weekly specials and serves lunch and all that kind of stuff. You got the farmhouse on Main Street. You got Hank's. You got Billy's on Main. You got lots of great places to eat out there. I always say you're never lacking for a great dinner.
And the thing is, I love it that you guys have vision like that because, you know, a lot of the people that moved to this area have lived in the bigger cities. And it's like, okay, you work on one side of Madison and you have to drive to the other side at 7:30 in the morning. How long is that going to take you between other than getting on 57 and just boom, flying?
Right. It's such an easy drive. I mean, the beautiful thing about Luxembourg is you're about, you know, 15 minutes from Lake Michigan. So you can go and enjoy wonderful Algoma. My brother calls it the Kohler of Kewaunee County.
I, you know, it's funny. We had somebody in here a week or two ago. And she was from Algoma, and I said, I love Algoma. I think that's a very underrated thing. She goes, it's a great place to have grown up, but to stay there for your entire life, you probably lose some of the quaintness when you sure. deal with the winters up there
yes,
and everything.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
So Luxembourg's 15 minutes from Algoma, 15 minutes really from Southern Door County, Sturgeon yep. Bay, and then 15 minutes from the east side of Green Bay, you know, so we think that we're offering a real value.
And a beautiful golf course across the street.
Beautiful golf course across the street. Wow. Yeah. So, anybody that's looking for that condo lifestyle, give us a call. That's definitely the
when will they be opening, do you think?
We've got two that one is ready and staged and ready to go right now. The other one, we're just waiting on photos and staging.
Sure.
And so if anybody would want to come and take a walk through, they can walk through two different units that we've got available right now.
Are Ben and Dan awesome. Involved with showings and everything?
They are. Okay. Right. That's how, you know, we connected this morning is, Ben and Deanna, we're going to be out of town and they asked me to kind of come in and promote what they're helping us sell.
Super. Yeah.
That's awesome. I want to just check stuff out. My mom is an apartment dweller right now, and I think I think it would be a wise decision to get her into a condo instead.
Yeah. And these are a little bit unique.
By the way, I got a text here. Luxembourg is also the home of the only stoplight in the county.
That is true.
Who I did sent not that know text? That. I don't know.
That's a fun little fact.
It really is a fun little fact. There's only one stoplight in all of Kewaunee
County. Casco doesn't have one?
You would think Algoma would have one at the corner of 54 and 42 or something.
I used to go to Scallywags up there.
Oh, yeah. Now it's the son of Scallywags. Yes. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. But the condos are unique in that they are single family homes.
Mm-hmm. Can you hold that thought one quick second? We got a special guest. Oh, what do you got here, Todd? Go, Todd,
who's on the line with us, please?
Care. Hello, go ahead.
I don't care. Just put it in the oven. Stop bothering me. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Arnold?
Yeah, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. These people didn't believe that I knew you and that I did an impersonation of you one time at a banquet, and you said that was the best impersonation you'd ever heard. Remember that?
It's absolutely outstanding. We go back way back.
Yes.
You actually introduced me to Maria back in the day. A lot of people don't know that. They said, who is that girl over there? It looks really kind of gross, but I'm sort of into her. And you were like, that's Maria Shriver. And I was like, I have to meet her.
Well, you don't say that. I mean, she was a beautiful lady, Arnold.
Beautiful lady. Have you seen her lately? She looks like Skeletor. Right. I don't know what happened to her.
All right.
It's Ozempic. It's Ozempic.
Okay. You should see my partner here this morning. She's been on that Ozempic stuff. Lost like 200 pounds.
Jeepers.
That's outstanding. Congratulations. It's almost like you're on one of those California diets where you're eating like lettuce wraps and sushi all day.
No way, Jose.
Yeah.
I'd never do such a thing.
You get to eat real food and everything?
Yes. 100%.
Maybe I should go on this diet because I don't know if you've seen me lately, but I'm getting a little loose in the areas where I used to have muscles.
A little loose.
Arnold, what do you do
for
Thanksgiving?
I'll tell you what, though. You can ask my nanny. One of my muscles still works really well.
Oh, come on. Okay, we don't need this, Arnold. We don't need this.
Yep.
Arnold,
you're going through a tunnel.
Was really good. Arnold is full of good jokes this Thanksgiving.
Okay. What do you do for Thanksgiving? How does Arnold Schwarzenegger celebrate Thanksgiving?
Tom, I'm so sorry.
I'll probably mix in a good workout in the morning, and then I will just see whatever they're making for me. You know, the California Thanksgiving is kind of crappy. You know, they make, like, tofurkey, and they have sushi, and they have lettuce wraps. There's a lot of vegetables, and it's no good. I need a good Midwestern Thanksgiving.
What's your go-to pie?
Come over to your house.
What's your favorite pie, Arnold?
You don't want to know because Arnold has dirty jokes today. I would probably say probably an apple pie, like a good apple pie, because that's all American. You know, America, I'm all about America. It's the American dream where a boy from Austria can come over and become governor here in America. It's the dream. So I would probably say probably apple pie.
Okay. Well, Arnold, I just want to say a happy Thanksgiving, and it's really nice reconnecting with you.
It is a great pleasure to talk to one of my best friends in the whole world, John Mino, and his wonderful wife, Julie, and I know all of your children, and I am very happy that you are a friend of mine, and we go way back. So people say, John, you don't know Arnold, and you say, you come and talk to me and tell me to my face. You say that to my face, and I will take care of that business for you, because we go way back, and I am so grateful for your friendship.
Well, thank you, Arnold. The feelings are mutual.
You're an American treasure.
you're you too, Arnold. Thank you so much. Give him the bell. Yeah. Arnold Schwartz.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to all of Wisconsin.
Thank you, Arnold. Now, do you guys believe me?
I mean,
hey Tom, sorry to make you a part of that, but
no, that's fine. Oh, that was fun.
Oh,
I didn't
man.
Know you were such a big stick.
Oh yeah, big time.
Did you say
I'm sorry?
Because I was.
I'm sorry.
Something that rhymes.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
The other one for Tom.
Tom Rickle, yeah. Moving with the Malcore segment in here, talking about this great development he's doing. And you know what? What time? Like Nikki talked about her mom. Okay.
Yep.
Which is she's probably my age or older.
Yeah. No, you're younger.
I'm younger, or she's younger.
Yeah, you're one
of the two.
You're one of the two.
And so, do you guys have like almost like a target demo you're building these for?
Well, I think the target demo certainly would be 55 plus. It's not a 55 plus neighborhood. We've, you know, had stories, if you will, of you know, younger people, 25, 35 years old, just wanting that condo lifestyle. Don't have to take care of the lawn. Yeah,
exactly.
Don't have to worry about shoveling snow, you know, zero entry, you know, zero grade, you know, all that kind
shower
of stuff.
Shower type stuff.
Yeah, right. So they're beautiful homes, you know, built for, you know, the rest of your life, really. Mm-hmm. But I would say the demographic is 55 plus. We've got mostly retired folks out there that are living there right now.
And one of the things that Ben and Deanna like to mention, the advantages of home ownership or ownership in general over renting.
For sure. I mean, you think about what's going on in the rental world right now, and for, you know, for what you're getting in a rental, you can certainly own, you know, something and
get some equity going.
Right. I mean, and one of the beautiful things about what we're doing out in Luxembourg is, you know, knowing that there's that 15-minute drive to Green Bay or 20 minutes, whatever it might be, the, you know, the value that's there is, you know, exceptional. We're listing these at $399.9. There's 1,618 square feet.
Okay.
You know, zero grade entry. So there's no steps to get in the front. There's no steps to go out the back. There are steps to the basement because we put in full basement.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, that was something people wanted.
Just,
you know,
for storage, if nothing else.
Right. And get all your furnace, your water heater, all that stuff out of the upstairs.
Yep.
Right.
Get it down to the downstairs. So, you know, it's an exceptional value. They're beautifully built homes. They're, you know, high-end touches, custom cabinetry, hard surfaces, you know, granite or whatever on the kitchen counters and that type of thing. Really spacious, really nice. Yeah.
We're very proud of the showroom model.
Yeah.
Show model. When will that be open?
You can come anytime.
Anytime? Yeah, okay.
You said you do have two open right now.
We have two that are finished and available. They'll be listed here shortly.
But you're still staging them?
We're still staging them, right, and getting pictures.
If people want to see them, should they go through Ben and Deanna?
Sure. They can call Ben and Deanna directly, or they can call my wife, Nikki, is also representing. And
how many Nikki's are we going to have on this show today?
All of them.
That's three now.
Sure. All of them. No.
Well,
just two.
Yeah.
Arnold. That was just Arnold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, that was Arnold.
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
Right.
Yeah, that's okay. But Nikki is also an agent with Ben and Deanna, and you can call her. Her number is 920-366-8192.
Okay.
So give her a call to schedule a showing.
Ben and Deanna, Malcolm, I mean, just call the agency.
Yeah.
Look it up, say, I want to see the condos by Northbrook.
Absolutely.
Hey, one quick plug for the pub right across the street.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal. At Northbrook?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Great food.
Yeah, you know, New Year's Eve, the Northbrook will be running a fantastic New Year's Eve buffet. And they're open for lunch every day. You know, like I said, they have a new chef new that's chef. Doing just a phenomenal job out there. So check out his weekly specials. They go fast.
Yeah.
Beautiful desserts. Are you a dessert guy?
I'm a dessert guy.
I am too.
Yeah. I've been there for Easter, been there for different, I love it. I'll say nothing but good things for Northbrook.
Yeah,
Northbrook. And the food they have.
They do a great job in the restaurant, and they do a great job on the golf course. Absolutely.
Outstanding.
And you could live right next door, right across the street.
I would like that a lot. And I'll host another golf tournament there, but this time my people will behave.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Well.
Tom Rickle, moving with the Melcors, filling in for Ben and Deanna Melcor. You got to give them a call. Check out these amazing condos right outside the door of Northbrook. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Keep the elements out of your home with Powell Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
We had howling wind coming through. The rooms were freezing. We were very apprehensive about changing them because we were worried about losing the charm of the home. We went with Powell because we knew that they had an amazing reputation. We knew that they were going to have the windows that would look like they've been there forever, but with all the functionality that a window should have.
Order from Powell today and get no interest and no payments for 12 months. Visit PowellWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 11/30/2024.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Mayor.
Brother's got a light to keep, he can't hang around.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor with the Nickster filling in today and moving with the Melcor segment. Very special thanks. Man, that was interesting stuff. Tom Rickle setting up a new building a new development that is going to have some show places to take a look at very soon. Right across the street from Northbrook Golf Course. Still one of the most underrated golf courses, I think, in the state of Wisconsin. It really is for the price and just the aesthetics of the place. I just love being up there at Northbrook's. So anyway, we've got Will Koken coming on in just a few minutes. Talk about something very serious. Veteran suicide awareness during the holidays. We lost another veteran the other day, and just heartbreaking. I was with him at an event last spring and had a really nice talk with him. And then when you see how somebody that you think is just great and doesn't have a care in the world, when things happen, and that happens so often with veterans, that it's got to be, I know there's a lot of awareness, but it's almost like it still isn't enough. I mean, you can't, it's not like, oh, we won that battle. It's like, it's the constant battle. And we're going to have Will Koken on, of course, from the 4th UWA, who did the big walk this past year.
Yeah, a couple
and
weeks ago.
It's amazing the number of people that turned out for that. That is absolutely my goal for 2025. I'm doing that.
We'll get you.
I'm
we'll
doing
get
that.
You all
I'm doing
oiled
that.
Up. And
I'm doing the whole. Well, okay, but that's when we're
well, yeah. I mean, your joints, you're stiff, yeah. You hurt, yeah. You, yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, I'm never like that, but...
Oh, okay. Maybe I was thinking of that other guy.
Your impersonation of me is worse than my impersonation of Arnold.
Fine. I'll take that.
Quick poll. That's quick poll. People. Quick poll.
100%.
What's worse?
Ding, ding, ding.
People. People. May I talk? May I talk? People. Listen. Quick poll. Whose impersonation was worse? Minos of Arnold or Nicky's of Mine? Tell me.
I went to school. Yeah, he was a quarterback from Nugani, and my dad worked with his dad in the mines. Yeah.
When are you gonna do my impersonation? That did not sound like me. Not even a little bit. Not even remotely the slightest. Not the slightest.
It sounded as close to you as your impersonation of Arnold sounded.
Okay, so Todd, whose impersonation was better? Minos or Nicky's? Minos doing Arnold or Nicky
Todd
doing
Todd just me? Put his ear.
Oh, no, I've been listening. Okay, I've been listening.
What do you think, Todd? Your opinion?
Well, there's no doubt.
Thank you?
No, there's no doubt. I mean, when you take your impersonation of Arnold Schwarzenegger and you take Nicky's impersonation of John Mino.
Yeah.
Nicky wins.
Yeah.
Okay, I just got text here. Nicky actually sounds like the mayor.
Yeah, that's true too.
I think you've combined.
Been told, yeah. I have been told that
it's a smash.
It's a smash. Yep. It's a mashup.
Yeah.
And that is just really that's talent, I think. That I've been able to. I've been called a lot of things in my day.
Yeah, but not a weaver. Huh?
Never a weaver.
Never a weaver. No. So is your husband truly afraid of sharks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Big oceans.
Were there stories in the news out there about those people that surfer that got
no? But in fact, I shared with him
when I sent you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And.
Todd, did I share with you before I went on vacation, Mino sending me a large amount of concern over the surfer in Maui.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. True story.
Yeah. But, so that's why I was trying to do this a public service.
Right. Right.
I wasn't trying to scare you.
Right. No.
No.
No, just all like right. Little heads up.
Yeah.
Like in a caring kind of way.
Absolutely. But it didn't concern you when you were out snorkeling? I mean, you could have had
There was one day I had snorkeled the day before, gone out the next day by myself, which you're not supposed to necessarily do, like bring a buddy, let somebody know that you're, right? And
was that a cry for help?
No. I think so, Todd. Not in like a I'm all alone kind of way, but like my people.
I could see her sitting under a pineapple tree crying. Yep. You know,
I'm just gonna go out hubby's to the water.
In the seminar.
I'm gonna go hug the water.
The whole thing.
No, I'm gonna go out in the water.
Yeah.
No, it was just
goodbye,
I didn't have any.
World. Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Taking gulps of seawater.
But beaches of Cheyenne. Beaches of Cheyenne. Do you know that song?
Absolutely.
Garth Brooks song. Garth Brooks. No?
Okay.
You don't know
yeah, I'm familiar with him.
Okay.
Yep.
Never mind. Go ahead.
But there were no other people snorkeling in this area that I was snorkeling in. And there were remarkably few fish.
Oh.
So
that means there's sharks around.
Well.
Because they hide.
I kind of, and I listen to enough true crime that I'm like, you know, something weird. There's a vibe here.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, got out, cut the adventure short that
you
day.
You just get those. I got to tell you something
like
funny. So the other Saturday when we're getting rid of all the boxes from the parade.
Yeah.
And I had Jesse come with me down to the. Okay, this looks like someplace where somebody murdered and be dumped.
Absolutely. This is where Keith Morrison would be, you know, leaning against something.
But were you nervous? How deep was the water?
No, because this was, I could just walk from the the beach.
You weren't in like 40 feet of water.
I didn't go out on an excursion or anything like that.
Okay.
But I have in Mexico done those, and that, when you think about it, gets a little.
Yeah.
That gets
well,
a little.
Well, that's why I felt guilty of having my son out there.
Yeah, it looks like you've battled through, though.
but I'm just saying. It's like it's, yeah.
Dom's been spending thousands of dollars in psychiatry.
He get over it pretty fast, I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you say so.
Yeah, I
and
do.
And you're
say
the
so.
Expert.
I am the expert.
All those pediatrician offices you've been to.
Okay, so Mark Hewson said, yep, that's the same one that he brought his kids to or his son to.
Well, I got really excited because he said, I just took my kid to the pediatrician and there is an aquarium in the doctor's office. He and I are talking about the same doctor's office, multiple providers.
Dang it.
But
good song.
Just chill.
It's called Kind and Generous from Natalie Merchant.
Yeah.
And then the end, she says, I want to thank you, which is great for Thanksgiving.
I want to thank you.
Todd, you just, You're the wind beneath our wings here at...
Thank you, Bette Midler.
I know, right? I've been
Beaches
called a lot
was
of
the
things.
Movie. Barbara Hershey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who Natalie Merchant kind of looks like.
Kind of looks like, and I think she's married to the guy that if I could trade places with a human being, he'd be one of them. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Wilford Brimley?
No, I can't think of his name. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a pre-Thanksgiving special. Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project, and Pat Kreitlow with a Martha Stewart recipe. Be with us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.